In the dynamic realm of business, strategic decision making is the key to success. This insightful guide delves into the art of anticipating change, making calculated moves, and fostering long-term vision. It explores proactive strategies that enable individuals and organizations to outmaneuver competitors and thrive amidst uncertainty. By embracing calculated risk-taking, leveraging strengths, and nurturing a mindset of continuous learning, readers will gain the essential tools to navigate complex challenges. Strategic thinking. Consider strategic thinking as a chess match. You're the chess master, foreseeing potential scenarios, anticipating moves, your pieces, their decisions. Each move you make should align with the overall vision, paving the path toward your objective. Your opponents, they're your challenges, which are inevitable. Anticipating their moves keeps you ahead, mitigating possible impacts. Now, apply this framework to your role. Start with outlining your vision. What's the end game? Then identify the decisions, your pieces, that'll lead you there. What are the foreseeable challenges, opponents, and how can you prepare for them? Remember, this isn't a one-off activity. Just like a chess match, strategic thinking is dynamic. Regularly reassess your game plan, keeping your eyes open for changing scenarios. The beauty of strategic thinking lies in its adaptability, in the finesse with which you can maneuver amidst change, still maintaining directionality towards your vision. Anticipating and adapting to change. Imagine navigating a ship through a storm. Weather changes unexpectedly, and the captain must constantly adjust the ship's course. Change is a similar storm you must navigate. Recognize that it's not about just reacting, but rather about anticipating, adjusting, and turning change into opportunity. Now picture your role. Changes can arrive in many forms. New industry trends, shifting consumer behavior, or internal reorganizations, to name a few. Actively scan your environment for signals of these shifts. If you notice a trend emerging, dig deeper. Ask questions, probe for information, and understand the implications. Once you anticipate a shift, adapt your strategy. Remember, adaptation might mean altering your plans or even reinventing them entirely. It's not about sticking to a rigid course, but rather navigating effectively through the storm. Change can be a hurdle or a stepping stone, depending on how you approach it. Remember, the most successful navigators are not those who fight the storm, but those who use it to their advantage. Calculated risk-taking. Visualize walking the tightrope. The journey requires a delicate balance of careful steps and confident strides. That's precisely what calculated risk-taking embodies, making bold moves, but with precision and discernment, not recklessness. Let's apply this to your role. Consider the risks involved in your decisions. Are they threats or opportunities? Identify the potential outcomes, both positive and negative. Weigh them. Is the potential benefit worth the risk? This is not about eliminating risks entirely. That's impossible, but about understanding and managing them. Take risks, but ensure they're calculated, not arbitrary. Make use of the resources at your disposal to assess these risks. Data, insights from team members, or feedback from stakeholders. Remember, risk-taking is an integral part of growth. By taking calculated risks, you embrace the possibility of failure, but it's a fail-forward mentality. Even if you stumble, you're one step closer to success. Calculated risk-taking is not about having the courage to jump off the cliff, but having the wisdom to build wings on the way down. Building a strong network. Think of a spiderweb, intricate and interconnected, each thread linked to another, creating a network of unparalleled strength. Building a robust network mimics this model, threading together relationships to weave a tapestry of connections that help you grow and succeed. In your role, you can adopt this strategy. Start by identifying who you need in your network. It could be mentors, peers, or experts from different fields. Once you know who, think about how to establish these connections. Reach out, engage in meaningful conversations, provide value. Remember, networking isn't about taking. It's about giving and receiving. A mutual exchange. While building your network, be genuine. Authenticity breeds trust, the cornerstone of any relationship. Treat each interaction as an opportunity to learn, grow, and contribute. A network isn't about collecting contacts. It's about nurturing relationships. Like the spider, weave your web with care, recognizing that each strand, each connection, contributes to the strength and resilience of your network. And just like the web, the strength of your network lies in its interconnectedness. Developing a unique value proposition. Imagine you're an artist creating a masterpiece. Each stroke is distinct, adding uniqueness to the canvas. Developing a unique value proposition is similar, painting a vivid picture of why you're different and why that difference matters. Put this in perspective for your role. Start by identifying what makes you or your offerings unique. Is it the quality, the innovation, or perhaps the exceptional customer experience? Once you identify your differentiating factor, articulate it clearly and succinctly. It's not just about stating what you do. It's about communicating why it's valuable to your audience. However, a value proposition isn't a one-time exercise. It evolves. As market conditions shift, customer needs change, or as you innovate, reassess your value proposition. Ensure it remains relevant and communicates your unique value accurately. Just like that artwork, your value proposition should capture attention, invoke interest, and leave a lasting impression. It's not just a statement, it's your promise to your audience, setting expectations about the unique value you deliver. Continuous learning. Consider a river, never stagnant, continuously flowing and adapting to the terrain. Emulate this quality in your approach to learning. Continuous learning means being inquisitive, adaptable, and always ready to acquire new knowledge or skills. Look at your role through this lens. What skills or knowledge could enhance your effectiveness? Identify areas for growth and seek out resources to help you learn. They could be books, courses, mentors, or experiences. The form of learning isn't as important as the commitment to it. Remember, learning isn't just about consuming information. It's about applying what you've learned, reflecting on the outcomes, and learning from the experience itself. Continuous learning also involves unlearning. You might encounter situations where old methods no longer serve you. Be open to letting go of outdated ideas and practices, replacing them with new insights. Just like the river that carves new paths over time, allow your learning journey to be fluid, open to new directions, and always moving forward. Effective decision making. Imagine being at a crossroads. The decision you make determines the path you take. Effective decision making is just like standing at this crossroads, and the choices you make guide your journey. In your role, you're faced with these crossroads often. When making decisions, you need to understand all the routes available. Gather data, seek opinions, analyze. Informed decisions are generally better ones. Also, consider the long-term impacts. Immediate gains might be enticing, but the best decision is one that supports your broader vision and aligns with your values. However, avoid paralysis by analysis. While it's essential to have as much information as possible, it's equally important to decide timely. Procrastination could lead to missed opportunities. Recognize that not all decisions will lead to the desired outcome, and that's okay. Mistakes are learning opportunities. It's through these experiences that your decision-making improves. So when you're at the crossroads, gather your information, analyze, decide, and then move forward. Always prepared to learn from whatever lies on the path ahead. Leveraging strengths. Consider a tree. It grows tall and sturdy not by focusing on the weakness of a single leaf, but by harnessing the collective strength of its roots, trunk, and branches. The concept of leveraging strengths echoes this nature's principle. In your role, think about what you do exceptionally well. What are the skills or talents that set you apart? These are your strengths, and they're the tools that can propel you forward. Once identified, integrate these strengths into your daily actions and decisions. However, leveraging strengths isn't just about you. It also involves recognizing the strengths of those around you. When you understand and capitalize on your team's diverse skills and talents, you create an environment where everyone can excel. This not only fosters collaboration and synergy, but also drives performance and results. Remember, a tree doesn't stand tall because of the single leaf, but because of the collective strength of its parts. Likewise, leveraging strengths is about bringing together individual talents to achieve a common goal, creating a stronger, more resilient collective. Balancing short-term and long-term goals. Picture yourself walking on a tightrope. To maintain balance, you need to focus on the immediate step while keeping the end of the rope in sight. This image illustrates the challenge of balancing short-term and long-term goals. Think about your role. The short-term goals are the steps you're taking right now. They're important because they lead to immediate results and keep the momentum going. But while pursuing them, don't lose sight of the end of the rope, your long-term goals. These are your ultimate targets, the bigger picture that guides your journey. However, it's crucial not to let the allure of immediate gains throw you off balance and veer you off course from your long-term objectives. On the other hand, the overly focus on the long-term may result in neglecting immediate necessities. Striking a balance between the two is key. Remember, like walking on the tightrope, it requires focus, attention, and precision. It's about taking the right steps today without losing sight of where you want to be tomorrow. Execution and implementation. Imagine a blueprint for a house. It details the design, structure, the materials, everything necessary for building the house. But without execution and implementation, the blueprint remains just a plan on paper. In your role, you often find yourself in a similar situation. You have strategies, plans, and ideas. Yet without execution and implementation, these remain abstract concepts. Turning these concepts into reality requires action. This means defining clear tasks, assigning responsibilities, and setting deadlines. However, execution and implementation aren't just about ticking off tasks. They also involve monitoring progress, reviewing outcomes, and making adjustments when necessary. It's a dynamic process that demands flexibility and adaptability. Like building a house, it requires constant attention and care to ensure the structure is sound and progresses as planned. And just as the house takes shape bit by bit, successful execution and implementation enable your ideas and strategies to materialize step by step into tangible results. Conclusion. In a world where adaptability and foresight are paramount, your next 5 moves serves as a compass, providing invaluable insights and practical strategies to navigate the complexities of business. Whether you are an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned professional, your next 5 moves illuminates the path towards achieving your goals and realizing your full potential in the ever-evolving realm of commerce.